Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Corporate Talk with Charlie Labosco, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. Now here's your host, Charlie Labosco.
Hey guys, Monday, July 30th, 2012. Welcome to Corporate Talk, and I am Charlie Labosco, your host, and I am here with Eva. Hi, Eva. Well, Eva's here. And if you're on your computer, the number to call is 347-989-1363. If you are on the phone and want to listen through your computer, just simply go to toughtalkradionetwork.com, okay? You know, we had a great show last week. We went into a different direction. We met a really young entrepreneur. It was very exciting, Danielle D. Libertado. And I'm giving her another mention only because I was extremely impressed with what she brought to the table. And I just would like to share her website just for old time's sake because she was that good. And it is danielle-nicole.com. Eva, if you're there, just chime in.
Danielle was, she was wonderful. And you're right, it is danielle-nicole.com. You can also follow her on Facebook, and I believe if you put in Danielle-Nicole handbags, it will come up on Facebook. I'm sure you can find her that way as well. But she was
excellent.
Great, and the handbags were great too. And it's such an, it was such an inspirational story, right? She's so young, and yet she was able to take her passion for handbags and turn it into a huge business within a few short years. So it really speaks to the power of passion and perseverance and presence. And I didn't even mean to make all those P's.
Right, and I just got word that there were over 3,000 people listening last week. And, you know, to your point, right, this applies to corporate. The reason why we're talking about Danielle is not because we want to buy handbags or sell handbags. Because Danielle brought a passion to her life. She pursued it. It speaks to one of the earlier guests said, you know, if you want your dream job, create it. You know, this is who she is, and we'll talk about a little bit about more about that later on. But it was really an example. You know, I'm in corporate for 100 years, and I'm still learning from examples, and I just thought it was a great thing. And you know what? I'm grateful that we get these type of guests on this show because, you know, as you know, right, we get a lot of negative comments because corporate today is very toxic, right? Why didn't you do this?
Or it can be.
Why didn't you do that? Right. So.
Well, what Nicole really brought to the table was a sense of accountability because she didn't look to anyone else to create this job for her. She created the job for herself, and she held herself accountable. And she never really said it in those terms, but in order for her to build her business, that's what she had to do. She had to be accountable. She didn't look to anyone else to build her business. She did what she needed to do in order to make that business grow. And she started out of her small apartment in Manhattan, and she was sewing the handbags herself. I mean, it really is an incredible story.
It really is. And, you know, I have almost 40 years in Fortune 500 companies, as do you.
Wow.
Maybe not as many. You're not as old.
Not as many as you, Charles. Let's not get carried away.
But, you know, my life is corporate. We work in terms of projects and funding and deadlines and recruiting and outsourcing. And, you know, all of that was encompassed in what Danielle was doing. And it was a great lesson. And I challenge anyone to question me on it because I will help them in their career just by sharing what we learned from Danielle. But, you know,
I have so. You know, one of the things that I meant to say was when you look at corporate, especially in years past, it's very easy to kind of put the responsibility up the chain instead of taking responsibility for your own career and your own career path. So you'll hear a lot of times that people will say, well, I don't know what the company wants from me, or I don't understand what my career path is. You really need to make your own career path. And I think that, you know, looking at both of our careers as diverse as they may be, one of the things we did do was we did create our own career paths. We really didn't look to anyone else to create that career path for us. And I believe that's why we've been successful over all the years, and we were able to stay in corporate. And that's really what Danielle was bringing to the table, too, was that accountability. She created her dream job. And people think, well, if you're in corporate, you can't create your dream job. That's not true. A dream job doesn't necessarily mean that you have to become an entrepreneur. The dream job can be within corporate. Not everyone is meant to be an entrepreneur. It's just a matter of being accountable and taking responsibility for your own career and your own career path.
Okay, well, Eva's charged. That was good. No, I agree, and this is why we're here. We're trying to make a difference, right? And before we go any further, I just want to ask everyone to please go to my website and read my blog, charliespeaking.com. Talks about things just like this. Join the conversation. And basically, everything we've just talked about, right, ties into our guest tonight. And you know what? I've been lucky and grateful to have the guests that we have. And as a corporate person, I'm finding more and more that we need to go outside of what we know to learn more, right?
I agree.
Danielle and Marilyn and Joe Nicasio and of course Jeanette Moore. And again, this week we're going out of what we're normally used to talking about. And I met this person, and I think she's fantastic. And I would like to introduce Norma T. Hollis. Norma, are you with us?
Yes, I'm with you, Charlie. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for joining us. You know, sometimes, Norma, I somebody has to hit me in the head to get me to stop because, you know, I'll just go on and on. So we get kind of charged, you know, and we have a lot to talk about, but I just want to say, you know, I have your book in my hand, 10 Steps to Authenticity.
Yes.
And one of the things I like about this book is it was very well organized, right? Very well put together. You did a good job on this. And I encourage people to look into it. But maybe, Norma, you can share with our listeners your website or websites so they can maybe follow along while we talk. Just tell us a little bit about you as well.
Well, I thank you. Of course, I'd be happy to. I am considered an authentic voice doctor because I help people to connect with their authenticity, which I refer to as the authentic voice, which I also refer to as the person you were born to be. So I help people get rid of the cobwebs and all the stuff that's been putting masks and layers on their life over the decades and reconnect with who they dreamed about being as a kid and that part of their gifts and talents that they might have set aside to take a corporate job. Not that that's a bad thing, but sometimes you get so engrossed in your job, whether it's an entrepreneur or corporate, whatever, that you lose sight of your gifts and talents. And the most ideal way to do that is to bridge them together. So that's what I help people to do to make that bridge. So there are several sites that I'd like to refer them to. I guess a couple in particular. One is Gifts from Norma. That's plural, G-I-F-T-S from Norma.com. And that site has an audio that is available that talks about the power of alignment. I work with organizations to help them create alignment within the organization. So looking at the different energies that are a part of each individual that also translate to energies in the organization. I help organizations look at those energies and see where they need to be balanced so that they can create more success. I also help organizations look at the individuals in the organization, at their energy individually particularly, and how to bridge that with the energy of the organization so that you have alignment, so that everything flows in such a way that profits as well as relationships both flow in the same positive direction. So that site that introduces you to the alignment is Gifts from Norma. And the other site I'd like to refer to is normahollis.com. And that's one of my primary sites. It has a lot of different things on it. But especially number 3 on that site takes people to my authenticity assessment, which is an assessment that helps individuals look at how they're living their life with authenticity within these nine energies that I've uncovered?
Wow. And you know what? You know, we met in L.A., okay?
Yes, we did.
And, you know, not to make light of L.A., but I would think you would be very busy.
I am. I'm not as busy as I'd like to be. I'm busy. But, you know, it's been a challenge to put these concepts, which are very interpersonal, they're not tangible as so much business, you know, looks for. It's taking people to the deeper and creating the alignment. So, and in my background, while I've worked in corporate, that hasn't been my main focus. So getting connected with the corporate world is where I'm at right now. I have an HR company that we're partnering with that's helping to make that happen. They're an international company. But we are looking definitely to – we know the need exists, and we're seeing it everywhere. And we're ready with our team to really help make a difference in the corporate environments.
No, that's interesting. And, Eva, we'll talk about this more in a second. I just wanted to interrupt and – two things, okay? One is, again, back to your book. What I took personal, Norma, was when I read the dedication, I actually felt you dedicated this book to me. And
oh,
that
really?
Made me feel good, you know.
Oh, good.
And I like that. It says, to my growing and supportive team of authentic individuals. And, you know, that means a lot. And it's funny, you know, you mentioned about who you aspired to be when you were a kid. I had three. Okay, so I'm not in front of Eva, but I can see her rolling her eyes. But there were three people that I looked up to. One was a make-believe cowboy, Yul Brynner, in The Magnificent Seven.
Okay.
And I believe that I make my team watch that movie because he showed leadership and recruiting skills and demonstration by participation. The other person, of course, was Muhammad Ali, who I still to this day, you know, look up to and admire. And, you know, I'm from the 60s, right? So, of course, it would have to be John Lennon. And, you know, when Eva says we were lucky to survive in corporate all these years, I have to think it's because, you know, in my own dysfunctional way, I went my authentic way, right?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't do what the seniors told me, you know, and I don't know, Eva, if you would agree, but There is some legitimacy to this, right?
Yes, no, I absolutely agree with you because, and I sort of did the same thing in my own kind of under the radar way because I also left corporate and worked in corporate but as a contractor, so I was sort of in it but not of it, as were you. And we both kind of did our own thing without rocking the boat too much, but we also were able to incorporate our soft skills, even though we were working in a very highly technical field. And when I hear Norma, when I hear you say that, you know, that corporate really isn't so much into interpersonal skills as they are into tangible results, the first thing that came to my mind is that corporate is going to hit bottom soon. And when they hit bottom, they're going to start realizing that they do need interpersonal skills. And you're starting to see the cracks in the way the corporate organizations have been run in the past, and it's not working anymore. And I believe that that's when our skills will really come into the forefront. And we are seeing that our skills are becoming more valuable, but it's taking some time.
It's taking time, yeah. There was a time when it was more popular, but with all that's going on with the economy lately, we're back on the hard-nose, you know, perspective. But the reality is nothing works without people. And if people are messed up, it's not going to work.
Well, that's exactly right. And even with the problems in the economy, what the problems are showing is that the way corporate thought it needed to work isn't working.
Yeah.
And they're going to have to start looking at new ways. They're holding on to the old ways, you know, by their fingernails. You can feel them hanging on to the door. They don't want to go the other way, but yet it is changing. And I believe that what we're bringing to the table now is becoming more and more valuable.
Yeah, well, the whole world is changing. I remind people, one of my comments is that the world, they thought the world was flat. Then they learned otherwise. So, you know, in any part of life, there's evolution and change occurring occasionally, unless we keep up with it, we do fall off the planet. But, you know, staying in line with the changes and the kids coming up now, the younger generation, because I'm a 60s person also, but the younger generation is really, they have different needs than we did in the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in all areas of life. So for
what I find is, yes, there's always been change, and we need to understand what change is, as long as it doesn't apply to me. That's the problem, right?
Yes.
And that's
everybody
what we need to figure out,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, and I don't mean that personally. I mean, that's what I hear from everyone, you know.
Exactly.
They,
that's, you know, everybody needs to change, but not me. Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay, so hold that thought. We want to take a quick break. I want to come back, talk a little bit more about this change business, and then absolutely some more about your book, mainly especially the authenticity assessment.
Yes.
So we're speaking with Norma Hollis, an authenticity expert, and her book is 10 Steps to Authenticity. The number to call to ask a question is 347-989-1363. This is Charlie Labosco, Corporate Talk, and we'll be right back.
The Texas Business Alliance presents their fourth annual One Woman National Business Conference and Texas Governor's Small Business Forum on August 17th and 18th, 2012, at the Sugarland Marriott Town Square, 16090 City Walk, Sugarland, Texas, 77479. Soaring, reaching new heights is the theme for the conference. The purpose is intended to highlight successful entrepreneur women so they can empower those who desire to be their own boss, in addition to providing women with the tools to enhance their own businesses. Anchoring the conference is a large trade show where exhibitors come to sell, demonstrate, and share their products, services, and book projects. A graduation ceremony for young entrepreneurs will take place, along with awards being given to corporate professionals and small businesses. Registration for One Woman is open, and participants are encouraged to take advantage of the early bird registration price through July 31st. To register and to get more information about the fourth annual One Woman National Business Conference, please visit their website at onewomanconference.com.
Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Tough Talk Radio Network is a company dedicated to providing a platform that allows opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium, where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
Let author Charlie Labosco show you how to build a better workplace. Charlie is looking to improve the workplace, and by that he means your relevance in it. Charlie has almost 40 years of experience inside the corporate workplace. He has seen unbelievable, mind-boggling change in technology over the years, but no real change in the day-to-day and sometimes toxic workplace behavior. For more about Charlie and his book, Hair, Courage to Take Action Relevant to Everyone, Building a Better Workplace Starts with You, visit charliespeaking.com.
Okay, we are back with Eva and Norma T. Hollis, America's leading authenticity expert, and we can learn more about Norma on NormaHollis.com, and of course, we can email her from her website, or it's basically info@NormaHollis.com. I believe that's true, right, Norma?
That is correct. Yes, it is.
Okay, so we were talking about change. We were talking about corporate. You know, our mission is, you know, to leave no stone unturned to build a better workplace, right? Our companies need us now more than ever, as you have said and know. And you know what? We need the work, so it's a perfect match. And I say this every week. So we've learned from other authors, other coaches, but you know what? It all comes down to being authentic, because I believe if, you know, and I make jokes, right, and even say this in my book, if you speak the truth, you only have one story to remember, you know? But one thing I want to discuss, you mentioned about, you know, an HR company and corporate, me and Eva, we talk about this all the time, Norma, and, you know, we need your help, right? We need you to understand that exactly what you just said earlier, that it's all about the people. So if or when you represent any corporate entity, I believe it's important that you focus on the people and not necessarily the corporate motto, if that makes sense.
It makes
right?
perfect
I mean,
sense.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenge, right? That, and I know we struggle with that all the time. We had an HR expert on a couple of weeks back, and we had the same exact conversation. I believe, Norma, that the people are waiting for you, right? You know, if I'm sitting in my cubicle and someone is out there going to tell me how to be my authentic self, a lot of what we're hearing from the people is they don't know what their mission is. And a lot of it is because they don't know who they are, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Once you have knowledge of who you are, your mission becomes very clear. Once you really dig deep within yourself, and that's the process that it took me 30 years to develop this whole program, but it really takes people through a process of having self-knowledge, and that gives them greater clarity and therefore confirmation. And what happens is that people end up making change in their life. They're tweak one or two things in their life, just some small things, and it ends up making major change. And sometimes those tweaks make for an alignment between self and corporation. And so you stay and you thrive and you find ways to make it work. Sometimes the tweak ends up saying I should do something else. But whatever it is, it's a win-win situation, because who wants to work somewhere where you're not happy, and who wants an employee who's not happy? So why not people should be placed in places where they can thrive, where their personality is compatible with the work, where their gifts and talents are compatible with the work. That makes for a much better working environment all the way around.
I agree. If we all work for you, maybe the workplace would be better. I can tell you that for me to say that in my corporate world, I would have to be very strong, because I would be interrupted right away. Oh, happiness is a form of weakness. You want to be happy, go to a party. You're here to work, you know. Very hostile. We need to be.
Yeah, well, who says work has to be, you know, unhappy? And part of this, part of the process that we're working is what we call working with authentic leadership. There's a great deal of research out there right now that is done by a lot of the major universities that is the research side of what I got experientially. So when I bridge the two of them together, it creates leadership that, because it all really starts with the leaders. And if the leaders cannot be authentic, they cannot expect their employees to be authentic. And the thing with authenticity is that it's not a one-shop come-in training program. Nobody can come in and teach you in 10 easy steps how to be authentic. It's a process that takes tweaking and modification of your current perspective and how you live your life to step into something that's called authenticity.
You know, what's funny, and Eva, I don't mean to be interrupting here, but what's funny is I look at what you're doing as a parallel to what I'm doing.
Yes.
And,
mm-hmm.
and maybe that's why I feel so attached to it, very similar. But I will tell you that I took a different path in that anything leadership and anything leaders, I took off the table. Because I was saying it's 2012. If we didn't get it by now, what makes me think my current group has it, right? So I go from the bottom up, and I try to find it in everyone. But it's basically the same message. So we're coming up from the bottom. You guys are coming from the top down. We'll meet in the middle and, you know, make it better, you know, before. So,
yeah, well, in reality, that's where my work has been. My work has been more with the people, more than the organization. But I clearly recognize for major change to occur, the leaders have to be impacted as well. Because, you know, I have a phrase I meet that I use, if the people lead, the leaders will follow. And so part of what I do is help the people to figure out how to lead.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yes, and I would agree with that, because when we start looking at leadership and when we talk about leadership, again, I always kind of come back to is that then the person that doesn't feel that they are in a leadership position, which is, I would say, the bulk of
yes.
the working population, right? because there can only be so many leaders, then they feel that they have no accountability almost, that they look to their leadership to tell them what to do instead of turning it around and becoming accountable for what they're doing and the work they're doing. And I agree that the leadership needs to really understand what the corporate mission is and convey that appropriately to the people below them. But yet, if you have a sense of what it is that you're bringing to the table and you really understand your presence within the company, then you can, as you just said, Norma, you can then lead and guide your leadership as well. Because to me, the leader is, to me, nothing more than a tiebreaker. I mean, in some organizations at a certain level, they're the visionary. But when you're looking at the middle management, they're typically not a visionary. They're just implementing the vision of the upper level. And
right.
So if everyone takes accountability and everyone starts looking at themselves as a leader, regardless of what their title is, then I think you're going to see some real change and some real movement in the organizations, which would then lead to movement within the economy.
And I would agree with you wholeheartedly, because being the leader is a challenge. You know, I was not in corporate, but I was a director of large nonprofit, large urban nonprofits, and I know how challenging that role is. And what I did not understand when I was doing this about 20 years ago was that my job I didn't have to know everything. That's what I thought I was supposed to do. And so that's where I became ineffective, because I didn't know everything, obviously, but I thought I was supposed to. So when a leader can understand that being authentic means accepting that, you know, I'm not the know-all. I'm just the person, the liaison, trying to sort it together and help us get direction. And, again, the word there is us, not just a personal decision. So, yeah.
Right, and that's why I like when you speak about authenticity, because it's really in just saying it a different way is what Charlie said earlier, it's really about telling the truth. And if you don't know whatever it is that you're looking at or whatever it is that you're trying to understand, it's up to you in whatever position you're in to convey that and say, I really don't understand, or I really need help, or because I'm feeling like lately what you're seeing is, and I believe you spoke to this in your book too, that you're seeing so much inauthenticity or falseness, like even when you were discussing getting plastic surgery, and when you look at TV, it just seems like, and you're hearing more and more about people in very high positions that got there because what it turned out is they completely lied on their resume.
Yes.
And so we need to start getting back to the basics. And one of the basics is authenticity, which is simply just getting down to the truth, being who you truly are, and speaking the truth as well. And it's not that easy. I think it's not that easy to be authentic. I think it's almost easier sometimes to be inauthentic.
Oh, you're absolutely correct.
I don't know if you agree with that.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with that. What I find is that so many of us who are wearing masks, we end up wearing many masks. And, you know, my original education is in early childhood. So my first career was directing nonprofits for early childhood. And so what I could see clearly as I began to move more into corporate is that what happens to us is that we go from the carefree life of preschool, where we can run and on the jungle gym and go to the bathroom when we choose, and then we're thrust into this kindergarten and first grade of staying in line for everything we do. And we stay in line when we stay in cubicles in the corporate environment. And because when we're young, we get caught up in all the trappings that end up financially committing us for the rest of our life, then we end up being stuck. But if we really took the time and had the opportunity to know who we are early enough to have a career path and a life path that was aligned with the gifts and talents that were naturally ours, then it just creates a better world every which way you look. The corporation's happier because they have employees that are happier. You miss less work. You have more joy on the job. You spend so much time at work, why not work with people that you actually like? What a concept.
Yeah, that's exactly true.
It makes me angry, right? Sorry, go ahead, Eva.
Well, you're always angry. No, I'm kidding.
That's hard to believe.
No, he's not.
Well, what I was going to say is it makes me angry because there's no reason for all this angst that goes on. We get in our own way. We cause the problem. I am so annoyed when I hear people in the workplace, my teammates, say, nothing's going to get better here until after the election. You know, they are accountable today for what they're doing, not tomorrow. It's on them. And, you know, they refuse to see this. That cannot be their authentic self. They can't look themselves in the mirror and deny any accountability, right? So, you know, this is exactly what they need. When my coworkers, peers, and teammates say to me, I'm not confrontational enough with my guests, you know, I'm learning. I'm in the classroom tonight, and I'm learning because it's like a vitamin. Being my authentic self can only help, right? So when something can only help, you know, you need to listen. It's very important. So
you said you're encouraged to have more confrontational calls? Is that what you're saying?
No. What I'm saying is corporate is so toxic today that my inner circle of corporate comrades want me to be confrontational with my guests. So in other words, corporate has become almost like what we had in L.A., in Hollywood. Corporate, like Eva was also saying, has become the antithesis of authenticity, right? So if someone comes on, so basically no one is authentic, so everyone can be questioned. So if someone like you comes onto the show and is an expert on how to be humble, how to be honest, how to be truthful, how to be authentic, can't be, because nobody is. And that's what I'm saying makes me angry, because it's almost as if nothing matters because nobody believes in anything anymore. And, you know, we have a challenge in front of us, guys, and we need to, keep doing what we're doing and chip away. But, you know, we have to take a break. There's a lot we want to discuss. We only have an hour and it's half gone. I wanted to talk about your authenticity assessment and a couple other things that grabbed my attention, which I'll talk about when we come back. We also want to hear a little bit more about your journey, Norma. But we got to take a break. 347-989-1363. This is Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva, and we'll be right back.
Are you in the rhythm of life? Are you ebbing and flowing with change? What prevents you from becoming everything you want to be? Diana Rinkhoff offers a compelling approach to traditional psychology by working with clients to understand and change their belief systems as a catalyst to personal and professional transformation. She will give you tools, insights, and guidance to change beliefs that may be holding you hostage. What limiting beliefs are holding you back from achieving all that you desire in life? Find out more about Diana and how she can help you at dianarankoff.com. Change your beliefs and change your life. Tune in on Mondays at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time to Life-Changing Insights with Diana Rankoff on the Tough Talk Radio Network at toughtalkradionetwork.com. Dr. Higgy and Kat of Health Chat have combined their expertise to help you manage your overall health by offering functional medicine and weight loss remedies that address all of your health care concerns. They conduct health seminars and weight management classes that are open to the general public. Their informative classes bring support, awareness, and solutions to chronic health issues to help you truly achieve optimal health and wellness. To find out more, go to TotalHealthCareManagement.com. That's TotalHealthCareMGMT.com.
Are you concerned about your job, your career, or your future? When you become CARE certified in the workplace, these concerns will be eliminated while your career soars in the process. Up until now, CARE certification was only available through company-sponsored seminars, but now you can become CARE certified in the workplace on your own time. Order Module 1 today and begin the transformation. There's unlimited opportunity in the workplace today, provided you have the right strategy. Becoming CARE certified is the right strategy. For more information and to order, go to charliespeaking.com.
Okay, we're back with Norma Hollis, and we're speaking about authenticity. It's a tough word to say, but once you learn how to say it, it's a great thing to follow, right?
Hard to spell, too.
Yeah. So, you know, guys, I'll ask this question to both, right? We heard a lot, Norma, about being your authentic self and what it means, and I agree, and everybody should buy this book, 10 Steps to Authenticity, NormaHollis.com. But my question is, how do you combat fear? So let's say I believe what you say, but I don't want to pick my head up outside of my desk because of fear. I mean, you know, there's things that get in the way, right?
There's lots that gets in the way. And I wanted to make a comment about what you said before we went on break about corporate and the people talking to you about being more confrontational. And then when we have events like what happened in Aurora, Colorado recently, we wonder, how does somebody go crazy? But if you really look at society and what it is we teach, when we start violence in kindergarten and with cartoons and then continue it in a violent way, because actually when corporate has some demand, in some ways it's like a bully in some ways. Mm-hmm. So you have to look at that, and then you wonder why children turn out like they do and why parents are like they are. And it's so many different ways that it permeates in the society. But what people don't realize in many cases, it doesn't have to be this way. And again, the people lead, the leaders will follow. And there again is authenticity and the reason for it.
Right. It sounds like common sense, I know, but it's 2012, you'd never know it. Right. I
mean, yeah, yeah.
You know, when I look at the economy, and I'll give you a quick example, and then we can move on to I'd like to talk a little bit about your authenticity assessment. But just to give you an example, you know, my company went from 300,000 employees to 200,000 employees, and then they went offshore and they replaced most of those people with offshore contractors, and now, you know, we have an opportunity to bring back some of that work. We have an opportunity to shake out some of the excess in the offshore contracting world. And the company may not even want to listen. It may be the right answer. It may help the economy. It may bring back jobs. It may secure jobs of people that are working today. And they may not even want to hear it. So, you know, it's everything we do today is a challenge, but I have to look myself in the mirror,
right,
and I have to say, this is who I am.
Right.
Okay, my mission is to make something better at work, and this is an opportunity that I can bring to the table. If this person doesn't want to do it and this person doesn't want to do it, I can't sit back in my chair. I have to, if I believe that I have become my authentic self, and I know what that is, I need to take it forward, right?
Yeah.
I can't just say it. I need to be accountable for it. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, right?
Right, well, and that's the opposite side of that, because we've talked about, you know, the downsides and the challenges, but the optimistic side and the opportunity that authenticity offers for us as individuals and organizations is to really embrace who we are and why we are. Corporations exist for a purpose, for a particular mission. And when people, what I encourage people to do is find what they can align within themselves in their own personal mission that aligns with the mission of the organization. And then you get a synergy that enables someone to move forward. So the assessment that I have put together that you're talking about, and people can take it online. In fact, they can take it in a couple of ways. They can actually, you can get it on my website by normahollis.com and click number 3. You can also go to authenticityassessment.com. And for those of the younger generation who loves to text, you can text the word SELF, S-E-L-F, to 323-518-1118, 323-518-1118, and that'll get you the assessment. And what the assessment is this is what took me 30 years to really study in studying human, personal, professional, and spiritual energy systems, to understand how we use our energy as human beings. And also what I found is the same energy matrix that exists for human beings also exists in organizations. And so that's how I work on aligning the individuals with the organization. And it starts with the authenticity assessment. That's 9 questions that ask you the degree to which you've integrated these 9 energies in your life. And these energies are words like the word intuition, the degree to which you listen to and follow the voice inside of you, and the way, and the degree to which you actually trust it. And for your organization, the degree to which the organization listens to and responds to the employees, because that's the intuitive voice, if you will, of the organization. You look at another one is integrity, choosing and following a belief system. That's for the individual, and for the organization, the degree to which the employees follow and are aligned with the values of the organization. So when we look at alignment, which is what I talk about, authenticity is knowing oneself and aligning the parts of oneself so you're giving one message, so that the individual gives one message, the organization gives one message, and the individual and organization together, by giving one message together, it greatly increase the power of the organization because we're all on the same train going in the same direction.
Interesting. Interesting. It seems like a lot of concern was put into this to get this outcome, right?
30
you know,
years.
You just
this is my life's
together.
Work, yes.
I have a question from Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. And, you know, just to clarify this, you know, corporate, my guys, my inner circle, they like to listen, they like to covertly ask, but they don't like to speak because of that fear.
Yeah.
They're afraid, you know. But anyway, the question is, okay, very familiar with Myers-Briggs, and I understand with Myers-Briggs, there is no rating. It just describes who you are. Is there a rating in your assessment, or what does the outcome of the questions tell me about myself?
Basically, it gives you the opportunity to ponder, if you will, more deeply about yourself. Each of the nine questions ask you to subjectively answer by the degree to which you feel you have integrated that concept in your life. If you look at when you learn how to drive a car, when you first started driving, you had to consciously think about every move. Okay, I put my key in, I hold my hands a certain way, my seatbelt, where am I going, et cetera. And now it's at the point where you wonder how you got home sometimes. Well, that's what each of these nine dimensions ask you. My research and assessment have told me that these nine dimensions are nine areas within each of our lives that if we integrate them into our lives end up being, they flow more and we're more authentic. So, for example, net wellness. How much do you worry about your health? Or have you examined your diet, your medical, your dental, and just how you live your life day to day so that your health issues are integrated and you don't have to think about it? That's like preventive work. Now, maybe, of course, things happen from time to time, and therefore you adjust and you modify so that you can maintain net wellness. Same thing with something like likability, your personality. We all have a best side of ourselves. And if I forgive you the example, for example, talking about it's hot outside. So the way you may say that to a child may be in a different personality than you use saying it to a lover or a mother or a coworker or a boss. But within there is somewhere within you that is your best personality, and that's the one you want to share as much as possible. It's still your authentic self, but it's doing it in such a way that allows you to be the most approachable and the most authentic within the environment that you're working, and also gives you the most results for being who you are. So that's those are the kind of questions that are each of those nine areas. There is a scoring, and you know this. I've been studying this so long; it's a certain energy system where people have been studying with me for up to 10 years, and we keep uncovering stuff about this. But if you do nothing but take the assessment itself, it will just ask you to look at life and look at yourself in ways that maybe you haven't before. And as a result of that, you just might get some awareness or might be led to investigate something or just open up to a different view of yourself.
Yeah, what you just said is very important, right? To look at life a little differently, right?
Yes.
Look at
yes.
what you may need different than what you've been looking at in the past.
Yeah.
You know, and when you talk about health especially, I know my corporate guys laugh at me. You know, they'll yank out the diversity card and say, it doesn't matter how healthy I am or anything about me. All that matters is how I do my job. But you know what? We're not questioning anything about them. We're just trying to say, look outside what you normally do, and you'll be surprised with the results.
Yeah, I had that. I trained a group of sales managers at one point, and several of them got upset with me that Net Wellness was a part of it because they, too, did not see the link. But certainly, how can you get around, you know, working? I've been on my own for years, and the whole when I get out in the regular traffic, the whole issue of just getting from home to a job in the horrendous traffic is stressful and affects your Net Wellness right there. So how are you handling that? How do you feel when you get to work if you've had an hour of you know, stop and go traffic and all kinds of issues
could,
getting to work?
You
it's
could be
costing
your company thousands. I agree.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're one entity with all these aspects. Every aspect affects us. And the Net Wellness, therefore, affects your likability because you get to work and you're not in a happy mood because, you know, something happened there. And then that affects your ability to be inspired to get the job done well. So it's all tied together. It's all related.
We're going to take one last break, and we'll come back and finish our conversation with Norma, at least in this visit. I want to talk briefly when we come back about more about likability. This is Charlie Labosco, and we're on Corporate Talk. If you have a question in the remaining moments, 347-989-1363, and we will be right back.
Tune in to KKHT 100.7 and listen to Ken Marsh, award-winning author, international keynote speaker, and host of The Word on Fearless Networking, a show about putting Christian networking principles into action. Airing Monday through Friday, 7 to 7:15 p.m. on KKHT 100.7, The Word.
I agree.
So you think you're tough enough for Tough Talk with Tony Gambone? Tony knows how to dish it out. Can you take it? Tony Gambone is a communicator, mentor, and entrepreneur whose tough style and generous spirit quickly garnered recognition in many a competitive arena. Now he's bringing his intelligence and knowledge to you as a hard-hitting radio talk show host and thought leader. Tune in and see for yourself. Tough Talk with Tony Gambone. It's a sure thing. To find out more, go to Tough Talk with TonyGambone.com.
Are you concerned about your job? Concerned about losing it? Concerned about being repositioned in the workplace? If the answer to any of these questions is yes, or even if you just want to be a part of the workplace improvement revolution, then join the conversation with Charlie and his guests every Monday at 7 p.m. Central on Corporate Talk with Charlie Labosco, right here on the Tough Talk Radio Network.
Okay, we are back with our closing moments with Norma. We're talking about the authenticity assessment. And you know what? I agree, and we were talking about this during the break, Norma. We agree 100% about health and wellness tied directly to productivity.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, I want to just touch on, if we can, we have about 8 minutes. Likability. You know, when we met in L.A.,
yes,
a couple of things, of course, that got my attention, right? One of them was how grounded you were, okay? It was very impressive to be, and, I want my listeners to understand this, right? We're in L.A., we're taking a seminar, you know, everybody's acting, and we're kind of being told to act our authentic self. It was kind of like an oxymoron, right? But I just loved the way you were just grounded. You didn't, you know, you stayed the same, right? Which I just thought was quite impressive. It's almost as if you knew who your authentic self was. And then I heard you mention that word, and I said, you know what, I need to learn more about this. And then I saw your card, and the first thing that drew me on the card was likability, because I talk about that too, right? Mm. It doesn't mean that I'm well-liked. I'm not trying to make it out like I'm this really cool person, because I'm not, right? But likability engages and promotes collaboration, conversation. If you're not liked, you're going to be avoided. If you're avoided, you're bypassed. You know, doesn't have to mean say yes to everyone. I mean, there's a skill there. But
yeah.
I just think there's a likability brings a lot to the table, right?
Well, it does. I mean, we see it now in the presidential election. You know, as an example, they talk about it, you know, frequently, and it does make a difference. People always gravitate to people who are more likable versus those who are not. So why not be likable? I remember the first time I gave this assessment, I was at a speaker event, and speakers were completing it, and one gentleman answered the question of likability. I mentioned that it's about the degree to which it's integrated in your life, and he answered it as number one. The question actually reads, what does the person you expose to the world say to the world about who you are in terms of how likable you are? And his answer was one. And he answered that, and I clarified, this is the question, and he said, I answered it right. He said, I don't like people. So I don't know how you're a speaker and not like people. I don't know how you're on the planet and not like people to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
So it's required. It just behooves you to find your best personality, find where's your likable self. I mean, there are times we all feel unlikable and we're just going through stuff. But as a general rule, why not put your best self forward? People would gravitate. You talk about the law of attraction. That's a part of it, putting your best self forward. And that's still being authentic. It's just finding the best part of your authenticity.
And it's not being weak. A lot of times people think it's being weak.
You know, I had forgotten that is a mindset that's often in corporate America. And it is not about at all. As a matter of fact, it's about being strong. When you are stepping mm-hmm. into your own authenticity and being your true self is definitely a sign of strength. And as you said, it adds to your groundedness. And I've never really considered myself as well grounded, but I can see it as I see all the masks that people wear. I've worked very hard to remove the masks. I'm not saying they're all off, but it's been a painful process to get past, to pull all the onion skin layers off and dig
mm-hmm.
down deep to who I really am. That's where the grounding comes from, being clear about who I am and what my purpose is, and being fearless as much as one can be about stepping into it. And that's a sense of joy that there's nothing else in this planet that has ever provided the level of joy that this grounding and this authenticity offers, which is why I am so passionate about it. I encourage people, if you're looking for joy and looking for clarity and clarification and life definition, it rests in authenticity and really knowing who you are.
Well, and just to your point, Norma, when you were talking about likability and what you were saying now, it really comes from that sense of confidence. It's likability is not always being the nice guy, but likability to me is coming from a place of confidence where you're somewhat neutral in how you present. You're not judgmental. You're not necessarily confrontational if the situation doesn't call for it. You're just coming from a place of openness. So
yes.
You're confident in who you are, so then you are open to others' opinions. It doesn't mean that you don't have your own opinion. It doesn't mean that you're always the nice guy, but it means that you are open to what others have to say, and people are not afraid to approach you with their ideas and their opinions.
Yeah, and that's very true. I realize that some perspectives are, if I'm right, you have to be wrong, as if there's no in-between.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly believe that we're all right in our perspective, and so how do we all be right together? And I think there's an answer for that, but it does sometimes require a little negotiation, but that's where authenticity lies, when we all can be our authentic self and cohabitate peacefully together towards the same path. And it can happen.
Right.
I've seen it. I've worked with teams where we've made those kinds of modifications, and it starts with the teams understanding and respecting each other and respecting each other's gifts in that particular environment. I've done events where I've worked with people. I have 300 in the room, and I give them one of my assessments on gifts and talents. And there's 8 particular gifts and talents that we work with. And after I give them the assessment, I have people stand up based on what their order of those 8 gifts are. And it's maybe 99% of the time that I do this, there's never two people in the room who have the same order of gifts. We're all different. And so that gives people a way of respecting each other and what they bring to the table, and to understand why we don't always all think the same way. And alignment comes when we respect each other's gifts and allow each person's gifts to thrive in the work environment. It can happen because the environment needs all the gifts in order to work.
In our last 2 minutes or so, you know, there's so much here. But if I was to pick one more thing out to discuss, it would be rate your network. Because who we align ourselves with really helps or doesn't help what we become, right? And doesn't promote our authenticity, or it does promote our authenticity. So,
absolutely.
You know,
and in network, I talk about both quality and quantity relationships. You need quality people who know you and know you well, and they know all your good, your bad, and your ugly, and they still love you. And then they help you stay grounded. And then you need quantity, because you always need to reach out and to expand, and you need things you don't know how to get. You need people to talk to in order to find what your needs are on the planet. So, yes, you need both. And then knowing how to be likable with that network is also very important to your authenticity.
Well, the thing about the network, too, is it's kind of dynamic, right? It changes occasionally. You add to it, like I'm hoping that we're part of your network, right? So you're always open. It always has an open end so that you can always continue to grow, I would think, right?
Absolutely. And, yes, you're definitely part of my network. Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And it is, and it does need to grow, because otherwise you stay stagnant. That's quality and quantity. So the quantity is what helps you expand and grow beyond your small area, yes.
Excellent. Eva, any closing words or thoughts or questions for Norma?
This was really a great discussion, Norma, so thank you so much. And it's such an important one that everyone in corporate really needs to hear it, those that have been in corporate for quite a number of years and those that are just starting out in corporate or starting out in any kind of venture that they're moving forward. And authenticity will help across the board. And
yeah,
and your work is really good and it's really timely. So thank you so much for sharing it tonight. I wish we had longer to talk.
Well, thank
really
you.
Do.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you. May I give my information one more time?
Absolutely, yes.
Absolutely.
So normahollis.com, NormaHollis.com. Click number 3, and that will take you right to the assessment. You can also do giftsfromnorma.com, and that will give you a free audio about the energy of alignment, the power of alignment. And if you're a texting person, you can text the word SELF, S-E-L-F, to get the assessment. And that is at 323-518-1118. And thank you both so much for having me on the call. I'd appreciate it. And I enjoyed the conversation with you. I look forward to talking with you some more offline.
Oh, well, and we will do that, Norma. Thank you so much. And
absolutely,
we would love to have you back, right? And
yes.
So this was great. Thank you very much. And it was nice to spend the hour with you, Norma.
It's been fantastic. Look forward to more. Thank you again.
Okay. See ya.
Thanks so much.
Wow, that was nice. You know, again, Eva, things just work out with our guests. And it's just, you know, when I learn, I know our listeners learn. Right?
Yes, and I think it's really important that we keep moving forward with this message, because what we're doing is we're kind of giving the same message, just it's presented a little bit differently each time. But I think the core message is always the same, and it's always around telling the truth, being your authentic self, and taking accountability for who you are. I think that's just the key. I mean, we can get into self-love, but I know when we talk to our corporate audience, they get all freaked out, but really that's also the bottom line as well. But if everyone listens carefully, they'll just find that that is the message that everyone is bringing to the table. Just all presented a little bit differently.
Yep. So just to our listeners, call us if you have a question. Email me, Charlie@CharlieSpeaking, Eva@CoreCoachingInc.com. This has been a great week, a great show. And, we have a great guest next week. Jeanette is back. Jeanette Moore, Law of Attraction. So we're looking forward to a great show next week as well. I want to thank everyone. And, of course, thank you, Eva. And we'll see you guys next week on Corporate Talk with Charlie and Eva.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Corporate Talk with Charlie DeBosco, brought to you by the Tough Talk Radio Network. A special thanks to all of our sponsors. If you'd like to be a sponsor or a guest, please go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.